just check I'm working, I'm recording. I'll put that over there near you now, Eileen, so that I can get your voice. So tell me, you, first of all, JP was posted up there, so then you decided to go up.
Yes.
And when was that then?
May 1972.
And you had children?
Yes, a 2.5-year-old and about a 6-week-old.
Yeah, so they were very small.
They were.
Yeah. And did you, was there a house organised or?
An apartment in the monastery, which was the Christian Brothers had, and I suppose the Christian Brothers left, they left Cowden Cross. And Rosie bought Corty, County Waterford, and they were transferred from Galway.
Right.
And we just happened to go at the same time because his dad had died. And he put back his transfer until the 4th of April as well.
Right.
So that, you know, to get get his father
sure
sorted out, buried and all that kind of thing. So, yeah, only for them, I don't know, would I have, or maybe made it easy not to mix.
Right.
Having people, yeah.
So did you, so you were almost like a community kind of
thing? Yes, it's like, say, our apartment was here, and maybe theirs was at the end of the house, just a corridor away.
Yeah.
And we just had kind of kitchen, living room, sitting room, and a bedroom and shower and toilet. And for the kids, we got maybe our bedroom divided in two, just so we had a double bed and a single bed at the other side of the partition.
And what was that like for you, like as a new mother, you know, as well with your new baby?
Probably, maybe busy. Busy, you know, we have washed the clothes. We didn't have a washing machine; we washed by hand.
Oh, for goodness sake, yeah.
And you know, trying to get to the clothesline with kids and you know, all that kind of thing. Just love the kids and love to talk to them.
Yeah.
Go together. Or maybe JP might take us shopping, and I presume the local guards would know whose wife was who. Because we, you know,
a different woman.
Different woman. And positive people in Cowden Cross were nice people, I suppose, when she understood their accent.
Right. So that was a complete, like, you'd never been up that side of the country, had you?
Probably on honeymoon only, in England, that's about, you know. And left Clonakilty, which was, say, the guards' wives. You've named Pat O'Leary and Declan, and their wives, Dermot Hartnett was another, was there at the time. Some lovely women.
Right.
And we had children. I remember the first time I went for a walk with Claire after being born. You know, my first outing with the pram. You know, nice people. And I suppose it was hard. You miss all that, that relationship, I suppose. And maybe one or two nights we were out on our own and carried them across. And the guards that were there came over and asked us to join them, which was very nice of them. And they would mainly have been from, you know, a line from Galway to Dublin, up where we were from the south completely,
So it was very, it was a very different...
Completely. I suppose an experience as well.
I suppose, and I was just thinking about managing children in what wasn't your own home and all of that, sort of like that. It's,
well, I suppose being a guard's wife at that particular time, very few had their own homes.
Is that right?
Now, they did in Cowden Cross.
Right.
They did have their own homes.
Okay.
We had rented in Clonakilty, and this is our first home.
Right, okay.
We came here, as I said, the 22nd of December 72, when JP had bought this site.
Right, okay.
So I had no input at all into it.
And just about being up there, what were the, what are the things you remember about being up there,
Eileen? London's probably was number one.
Right, yeah.
And I suppose the hours that the men worked.
Right.
You know, it was a case of, you know, in for lunch or in for dinner, and the phone would ring, or the big, well, the phone, well, had he a phone? He didn't. He was gone again, like the squad car would arrive.
Yes.
I suppose there was a lot of stress attached to it because you didn't know where they were.
Right, okay.
It was, you know, how handy mobiles are today.
Yes.
Lack of communication probably was a huge... You know, I suppose it's bound to have a stress.
Effect. I'm sure.
Because
I suppose the only thing you were hearing about the border
was what we heard on radio.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, sometimes, you, I suppose, 9 times out of 10, you turn on the radio and say, what's happening around? Yeah. Where would he be?
Yeah, yes, you didn't know where he was as well. Yeah,
no.
That was very difficult.
Yes, and, you know, I remember he saying one time, say here, down south, one guy would go off in the squad car on their own.
Right.
Or maybe two at night, which was 4 to a car.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So there was that sense of always the tension around that.
Always. Mm. Always. Mm. You'd be on the alert all the time, you know.
And you mentioned something earlier about shopping, about the procedure and the...
Yes, that when you went into the door, into the supermarket, you had to put your basket on the windowsill.
Right.
And then went along and did your shopping and picked it up as you had your shopping done. I probably found that very strange.
Yeah. And was it a security kind of
presumption on my part? It must
yeah,
have been.
Yeah.
Presumption it must have been, but I wasn't used to it.
Yes.
And kind of felt guilty.
Right.
You know, just gee, am I going to take anything? Or what is the idea of it?
Right. Yeah.
But I got used to it.
Yes.
It didn't. You know, and I suppose you're going with a pram.
Yes. Yes.
And two children, like you know, that probably the ways and means of. You know, I just forgot about it afterwards, but I found it very strange.
It was just a different...
It was a different, yeah. You know, I still have the thing, the box, the basket is still in the house.
Is it?
Yes. It's full of Lego.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I found that probably country town.
Mm.
You know, cattle were walking the street.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
So it was very rural, kind of.
Yes, it reminded me of home, really, Castle Island.
Oh, right, okay.
It was very like, well, my home is Tralee, really.
Yeah.
But Castle Island would be a shopping town for us as
right.
well. And it was a huge wide street.
Yeah.
And Fair Days there were something similar, and
right.
I suppose that reminded me of home as well.
Right, yeah.
You know, but.
Yeah. And how long did you spend up there?
JP was there from April to December.
Right.
And I was there from May to December.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
were you kind of anxious to get out of it, get back south or?
I suppose we were.
Yeah.
We were.
Yeah.
And he did apply, you know, for, but he heard at that particular time there was a vacancy in Bantry.
Okay.
And he applied, I think, 3 times.
Right. Right.
So when it came, we were to leave in November.
Right.
And Darren was in hospital with meningitis.
Oh, for God's sake.
So we had to put it back again.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was tough times, I suppose, with the kids sick. And
well, that was a
very stressful. You know, it was very stressful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I suppose being so far away from family as well.
Being so far away, and if you wanted to make a phone call, you had to go to town to telephone case.
Right, okay. Yeah. So there's a big outing, really.
It was, and we were about a mile out from town.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was a lovely setting, like it was lovely. But, you know, I suppose that's what we did. And, you know, we kind of moved in lock, stock and barrel.
Yeah.
We won't go in a car, carry cot and pram on top of the car.
Obviously a lot less stuff than people have nowadays.
Very little.
Yeah.
What we'd survived on.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Yes.
But...
And was JP up there for a while before? He was up there for a while before you, obviously.
Well, he did several stints in the border.
He
did, you know, kind of a month at the time,
right.
Sometimes twice a year.
Yeah.
I suppose it's after going to the border in 1967, I suppose, with the foot and mouth disease.
Oh, right, okay.
And, you know, from that until after becoming here, he was
right.
still going at odd times.
So that was a fair number of trips. So
it was, he did a fair... I couldn't tell now exactly how many he did, but he did.
But I'm just thinking, even for you to be at home with the baby, like, you know...
Yes, I remember.
If you were down here with the baby, you know, or down south with the baby. That
totally different. Well, of course, if somebody's away from home, you're worried anyway.
Yes, of course, yeah.
But I have to say, overall, the people were very nice. I never had a... Everywhere, no matter what room we dealt with, they were quite nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's great.
That's all
that's grand altogether. Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.